to the Journal Coaching Podcast, where you can learn how to use intentional journaling as a self-coaching tool to create a full and flourishing life and business so that you can inspire and nourish others. So go grab your favorite drink and journal, and let's continue the conversation with your host and journaling coach, Nicole Annette. Hello, my friend. How are you today? I am well. I have been in this space. The other day I woke up and the words that were in my head when I woke up was this: you can have it all. Like, I can have it all. And as I was laying there, I just begin to realize that I can live a full life. I could live the life that I desire. And I realized that there was nothing or no one inhibiting me from accomplishing my spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, or even financial goals. I could really have as much of life as I want. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about the possibility of life? Have you ever thought about what you could become if you just threw yourself out there? There is so much potential in me. There is so much potential in you. We look around at our communities and at the people in our lives and our closest friends and family members, and we can see the potential that they have to be great, you know? And great doesn't really mean that you have to be famous or impacting the world. Great just simply means that you're committed to standing up for yourself and for what you believe in and for what you value. And being willing to show up for yourself so fully and being able to show up in the world and not just show up, but to take up space. Sis, we are so afraid to take up space as women. We're so afraid. And so I love to observe my life and those around me. But when I look around, I realize that most of the people I know are not living up to their fullest potential. And the sad thing is that many of them complain about what they wish was better in their lives, while others may have a desire to shift something in their lives, but then they fizzle out when they don't see immediate results or when their expectations are not reached, right? Only a small percentage, I can almost count on one hand how many family and friends make the effort to pursue their goals and dreams and desires. So which person are you? Are you the person who is living up to your fullest potential? Are you the person who is wishing for more and talking about more? Are you the person that's complaining? Ask yourself these questions. These are the questions I'm asking myself, right? Are you the person that gets gung-ho in your goal and you plan and you step out to create momentum, but as soon as one failure happens, or as soon as you don't reach your expected end, or as soon as something doesn't go right, then are you the person that just gives up? I used to be that person, just giving up when the outcome that I was attached to did not happen. But now I'm learning to enjoy the process of growth, the process of becoming more aware of who I am and what I want. And it's a beautiful thing. So I often ask myself, like, why is it that we don't try harder? Why do we give up so easily? Why aren't we willing to put in the work to see the results that we want? I've always been curious about these answers. And as I think about it, and I write about it often, because I no longer want to be that person. I don't want to be the person that is constantly talking about the what ifs. In my family, my siblings and I call it the about to be's. You have a case of the about to be's. I'm about to be this. I'm about to be that. Always about to be something. Who do you know in your life? The people that are always having like this, well, I'm about to go to school and do this. I'm getting ready to go and get my PhD, or I'm about to start my business. I'm about to do this and that, and they don't do anything but talk about it. Yeah, I was that person. So I believe that many people don't create momentum in their lives for one simple reason. And the reason is this: they just don't know what they truly want. And they don't know why they want it. And so you don't know what you want, you don't know why you want it, then you're missing the most important element to success, in my opinion, which is clarity and purpose. And clarity and purpose is the catalyst to action. So when we take time to come home to ourselves, as I often refer to journaling as we write the process of growth, as we become aware and we ask ourselves these questions, like, do you ever sit down and ask yourself questions? When you're writing, it's like cultivating a relationship, an external relationship, trying to get to know a friend, or trying to rekindle a relationship with an old friend. So just sitting down, and how do you start communication? By asking questions, right? So you ask that person a question and they respond, and they ask you a question and then you respond, and you play this game of question answer. Well, when you're speaking to yourself and when you're cultivating that deeper relationship with yourself, you're doing the same thing. You're asking yourself questions and then you're participating in answering, and you're thinking about the answer and you're writing that down. And then that answer may encourage other questions. And so as you write, you're writing in response to the volley of questions and answers, right? And so sometimes people are like, Nicole, what do I write? Like my husband, for example, he was so excited because after 12 years of marriage, he decided he wants to finally journal. And so I was so proud of him. And for the first couple of days, he was just on it. Yeah, writing, writing, writing. Babe, look at this. Babe, read this. Awesome, beautiful. But when I asked him this week, I said, babe, have you written last week? No. Did you write this week? Nope. Why? Because I didn't know what to write. Now he listens to like inspirational speakers when he walks in the morning or works out. And so he comes home and he tells me about, you know, a lesson he's learned today or a new strategy, and he's excited about it. And so what I offered him was, babe, what you're telling me right now, write this in your journal. Just simply write what showed up to you, what showed up for you out of that podcast that you were listening to or the video you were watching earlier. And then ask yourself questions about it. What did I get from here? What can I use in my life? What did I agree with? What didn't I agree with? Why didn't I agree with it? Okay, so journaling is just a series of questions and answers to those questions. And so when we ask ourselves, what is our vision? What is it that I want? Then we need to sit down and take a moment and write that out. When was the last time you wrote out your vision? What's your vision of a flourishing life? When you take time to write that out, it's so empowering, right? Your words have power. I don't think we realize that. Your words have power. Our words are so powerful. That's why the most powerful thing in the world is words, our words. They change lives. They create. They destroy. Words are spoken and they begin wars. Words are written and they cease wars. So words are so powerful. The words we speak to ourselves internally manifest externally, right? The words we speak to ourselves in our quiet times when no one else knows what we are saying to ourselves, those words are manifested. They become real. They become real in our thoughts first, and then they become real in how we feel and in our emotions. And then our emotions are what dictates our behaviors and our choices. And so the words that we think become our lives. Isn't that amazing? We don't realize how much power our words have in our lives. And that's what I feel like my purpose is to allow us to recognize the power that we have in our words and in our words to ourselves. So I want to encourage you to take time to write down the life you want to live. Write down the things you want, the fulfillment that you want to experience. Write down the feelings you want to have. Write down the choices you want to make and the reason why you want these things. Taking time to write down your vision, it will cultivate both clarity and purpose in your life. People I talk to, you know, they say, well, I write down my vision, but I really don't want to because I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to work out. I'm at a place right now where I really can't see my way forward, so it's no need to write it down. It's not going to become real right now. And that's the mistake we make, because if we worried about the how for everything that we chose in our life, we wouldn't do much, right? And so we can't be concerned with the how. Just write down the what and the why first. You don't have to know the how right now. You deserve to take a moment to dream, because again, there's so much possible for you. So I just want to share these thoughts I've been having for myself. I've written down what I want. I've written down what I want to think, how I want to feel, the choices I want to make, and the life I want to live. And I feel I do this often, and I can look back in my journals and see exactly where I've written these words. And actually, I am looking at my life now, and the words I wrote a couple of years ago are now being manifested in my life. And so it's a real thing when I say that your words are powerful, and I really want you to believe that. But you have to start by writing your thoughts on paper, dreaming on paper, taking time to check in with yourself and to see what you really want. Because if you don't take time to do that, what are you going to do? You're just going to live a reactive life, and you're sick of living a reactive life. And so in order for us to be proactive, then we need to take control. And the way we take control of our lives is first getting control of our thoughts and allowing those to present themselves on paper. And so we can see exactly what we're thinking and how the words we're speaking to ourselves affect us. And so we'll talk more about that in the future, but don't cut yourself off from your dreams, my friend. Don't cut yourself off from your dreams. You really can have it all if you are willing to do the work. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.
Hello, my friend. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave feedback and share wherever you're listening in. I'd love to hear what showed up for you from today. So please visit www.letswriteforachange.com and send me a message, and let's continue this conversation. And don't forget that you have a right to flourish. Thank you.